Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal defends anti-bot efforts. Elon Musk replies with poo emoji. Elon Musk says will seek lower price for Twitter due to higher spam accounts. iOS 15.5, iPadOS 15.5, macOS Monterey 12.4 released ahead of WWDC 2022. Lenovo ThinkCentre Neo Enterprise range of desktops with 12th-gen Intel Core processors launched in India. iQ Neo 6 India launch tip for next week, specifications leaked. And according to a report, Oppo Reno 8 series India launch imminent as phone spotted on Indian website. Twitter's chief defends the messaging platform's battle against bots that aspiring buyer Elon Musk says wrecks the platform, only to have the billionaire respond with a poo emoji. The exchange plays out in tweets as Musk's $44 billion buy of Twitter remains temporarily on hold, pending questions over the social media company's estimates of the number of fake accounts or bots. Wedbush analyst Dan Ives says in a note to investors, it appears the spam or bot issue is cascading and clearly making the Twitter deal a confusing one. The bot issue at the end of the day was known by the New York City cab driver and feels more to us like the dog ate the homework excuse to bail on the Twitter deal or talk down a lower price. Elon Musk suggests that he can seek a lower price for Twitter Inc., saying that there can be at least four times more fake accounts than what the company has said. At a conference in Miami, Musk says, "You can't pay the same price for something that is much worse than they claimed." Musk, who on Friday said, his $44 billion, that is roughly ₹341,910 crore, deal to buy Twitter is on hold pending information on spam accounts, says that he suspects they make up at least 20% of users compared to Twitter's official estimates of 5%. When asked at the conference whether the Twitter deal is viable at a different price, Musk responds, "I mean, it's not out of the question." Apple has released iOS 15.5 as its latest software release for iPhone users just weeks before kicking off WWDC 2022, where iOS 16 is expected to debut. The iOS 15.5 update brings new experiences to Apple Wallet and podcasts. It also carries a list of security fixes and could help the Cupertino company to address regulatory pressure over in-app purchases. Alongside iOS 15.5, Apple has brought iPadOS 15.5 for eligible iPad users. The tech giant has also released macOS Monterey 12.4 that helps fix the poor webcam quality of the studio display monitor. The official changelog shows that iOS 15.5 brings an updated Apple Wallet app that allows Apple Cash Card users to quickly send and request money. Lenovo ThinkCentre Neo range of desktops have been launched in India, designed for modern workspaces. This new range includes ThinkCentre Neo 50s, ThinkCentre Neo 50T, and ThinkCentre Neo 3824. Lenovo claims that these desktops offer up to 14% faster performance than the previous generation of ThinkCentre desktops. The ThinkCentre Neo 50s is a compact desktop, and the ThinkCentre Neo 50S is a compact desktop, and the ThinkCentre Neo 50T is a tower PC, whereas the ThinkCentre Neo 3824 is an all-in-one desktop. All three of these new desktops are powered by 12th-gen Intel Core processors. These new ThinkCentre Neo desktops can be currently ordered through local Lenovo sales teams in India. This lineup was initially introduced in January at CES 2022. According to a tipster, iQ Neo 6 India launch is set to take place within the next week. Although the smartphone brand is yet to announce the exact date of its debut, the tipster has suggested the expected launch time frame and key specifications of the iQ Neo 6 in the country. The Indian variant of the new iQ phone is said to be available in two different models, one with the Snapdragon 870 SoC and the other one carrying the Snapdragon 870 Plus chip. For a recall, the iQ Neo 6 was originally unveiled in China last month. The tipster also claims that the Indian variant of the iQ Neo 6 can be priced at over ₹29,000 for its base model, and its highest variant may be over ₹31,000. Oppo Reno 8 series launch in India is expected to be soon, as the vanilla Oppo Reno 8 and Reno 8 Pro monikers have been reportedly spotted on the Chinese company's Indian website. Oppo has already confirmed that it would launch the smartphone series on the company's own turf on 23rd May. Speculation is rife that the series is expected to comprise the vanilla Oppo Reno 8, the Reno 8 Pro, the Reno 8 SE, and the Reno 8 Lite. Tipster Mukul Sharma shares an image on Twitter which he claims to be of Oppo's Indian website. The image shows mention of the rumored Oppo Reno 8 and the Oppo Reno 8 Pro smartphones, which belong to the Oppo Reno 8 series. However, there is no official word on the series' India debut.